This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Juan Cartagena, the president of Latino Justice, a legal advocacy group who sees parallels in the strained relationship many African Americans and Latinos experience with law enforcement, says police are not getting a close look on violence in that community. There's no federal clearinghouse that tracks all police-related killings, criminal justice researchers say, so it's difficult to quantify how many Latinos are killed in encounters with officers. That has left advocates to rely largely on anecdotal evidence. In Arizona, as it has in nine other states, Fortress Investment Group, one of Wall Street's most powerful private equity firms, wrote the bill so that it could soak borrowers with more interest rates on mortgages. Months later, in 2014, the state legislators passed the law they'd written, making it easier to charge interest of 36% to borrowers living on the financial margins. President Trump is leaning towards choosing Indiana Governor and former Congressman Mike Pence as his vice presidential running mate and seems to have done so. Pence is strong with evangelicals, anti-unionist, and anti-abortion groups. New appointment of former London mayor and newspaper columnist Boris Johnson as UK's foreign secretary sparked reactions from surprise to dismay among officials around the world, many of whom see him as the symbol of his country's disruptive decision to leave the European Union. More than 80 people are reportedly dead in Nice, France, from a rampaging truck attack that plowed through a crowd for more than a mile along the waterfront during a fireworks celebration there for Bastille Day, the biggest French national holiday. The driver was killed, and the president has called this a terrorist attack. Privacy experts are hailing a court decision concerning Microsoft. The court said that a provision of an electronic communications law created in the mid-1980s did not allow courts to enforce warrants for the seizure of customer email content that is stored on foreign servers belonging to service providers based in the U.S. The amount of farmland devoted to organic food is teeny. In the most recent government tally, in 2011, organic farmland, including that used for grazing, was less than 1% of cropland in the United States. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.